Thank you for calling SPO. Is George speaking? May I help you?
Yes, I was calling because this is the third time my delivery has been rescheduled. And they said it would be 4 to 8 p.m. I told them it needed to be in the morning. They said they would put it through for the morning, and the recording just said 4 to 8 p.m. Is there any way you can help me with that?
One moment. What is the zip code?
63005.
And that's for tomorrow?
Yep.
Let's see. What is your name?
Lynn Johnston.
And the address?
157 Woodcliff.
I do see 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. So generally these things are routed geographically. We can't guarantee what time window you are given because there's multiple customers on a route. It'd be nigh impossible to cater to every single request on a route and have everybody get the service at the time.
I understand, but this is the third time you guys have called and canceled and rescheduled. So I'm kind of tired of it. I'm kind of sick of it. I mean, three times it's been rescheduled. You guys just don't show up and call, you know, and say, oh, sorry, we're not coming, like when you were supposed to be here. So I had called and they said they would talk to one of the managers. And because we had been rescheduled three times, they would, you know, get us in the morning. Because 4 to 8 does not work for me. But if they don't come tomorrow, they said they can't come to like the 12th, the 17th, whatever. I mean, I'm so sick of you guys. I mean, this is really, really crappy customer service.
I understand.
So
but at this moment in time, it's really...
It's ridiculous.
I understand, but at this moment in time, there's really nothing I could really do to change the current window, but it is scheduled for tomorrow. I don't see a reason as to why they would cancel at this moment.
Yeah, well, that's how it always works. Like the other night, I sat home on a Saturday night, and I got a call at 7 p.m. saying, oh, sorry, nobody's coming. It's the third time. I mean, I'm sick of it. And I have plans tomorrow night.
I understand. So what would you like me to do going forward from here?
I really don't know. I really don't know. Because even though you say you'll be here, likely you won't. Because it's our, you know, that's how it's been in the past. That's the third time. Tomorrow will probably be the fourth time. So I don't really know.
Okay, so...
I mean, you have no contact person to see if the time can be adjusted in any way?
No, we generally can't change the windows once they've been set, and especially already as time a night the day before. It's just not something that's feasible.
I mean, I can't tell you how many people I've talked to at XPO Logistics. I mean, so many people. And nobody can figure out an install or a time frame.
Well, it's because everything's done geographically, so it's all done by an automated system, not an individual.
And so, see, once again, though, I suspect nobody will come, just like they haven't the past three times.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to inconvenience my whole evening waiting on somebody who's not even going to show? I mean, do you hear where I'm coming from?
I understand.
But there's no, you don't have anybody you can talk to. There's no, you have no contact person at the company who's going to do the install, nothing.
Unfortunately not. If that's something that they set right there before, that's where it's going to be placed into the route. There's really nothing I can do to really change that.
I, I don't know what a solution is. I mean, what a horrible way to do business. It's very shady. And there's no, not one person with the install company that you can talk to.
There's no one really I can speak to about changing that window. No, I mean, like I see the note here that an email was sent to a manager about changing it, but generally that's that's not really a guarantee. Like I said, everything is done on a route. When one person's changed, everybody's windows have to change. There's a domino effect kind of thing.
I've worked with many delivery companies and many install companies. None of them have canceled three times, not shown up, and then is unwilling to work with the customer on the fourth time to try and make it work.
It's not that I'm not willing to.
Right?
It's just that it's not really something we can do. It's not something that's really possible at this moment in time.
Does that seem to make sense to you?
Whether it makes sense to me is not something that's not within my pay grade. I just know the process, and I'm just able to read off the information I have.
Uh-huh. Do you have a supervisor who's there?
I am a supervisor.
Great. Okay. Because, you know, when I called the other day and asked, they said, oh, a supervisor will call you back in 1 hour. Nobody ever called back. I mean, I just can't even believe this company. It's unbelievable.
This is something that I really don't see very much. Usually these techs are really reliable. It's to the point where, like, some of them are unfamiliar with us when we give them a call. Sometimes we know some of them by name even. We kind of even recognize their voice. Generally, something like this doesn't really happen. I'm not entirely sure as to what happened these last three attempts. It's been a crazy year. I do see that they were overbooked one day. They were, there were capacity issues. I just see a lot of capacity issues here. I'm not entirely sure that's because of the neighborhood. I'm not sure because what state is this?
It's Missouri. I mean, you know, excuses. You know, I get it. One time the weather was bad. I get it. You know, I'm not unreasonable. But this is going to be the fourth time. I mean, that you have to admit that's a little ridiculous. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I really don't. Mm-hmm. I guess they can just call me, and if I'm not available, then just screw it. I mean, just forget it. I'll go to Home Depot, I'll ask for my money back, and tell them how horrible that you guys are to do business with. I mean, I'm not that kind of person, but I'm just kind of fed up with it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm reasonable, but to a point. I mean, this is ridiculous. There's no, you know. Okay. Well, I mean, it sounds like you really don't really care.